Unit 15. Destinations. Listening. 1. Listen to part 1 and fill in the missing information below.
It started as a game. We'd sit together after dinner and talk about what we'd do if we could travel anywhere we wanted. Then one day the game became reality. Jennifer told us that she had been chosen by a TV station to take part in a competition. She needed our help. 4 teams of 3 people would compete, and the winners would receive a free vacation. The rules were simple. Each team had to decide where they wanted to go. Each team could visit only 3 places. To win the competition, the team had to choose interesting destinations and give good reasons for its choices. We couldn't wait to get started. We decided to meet next week and share ideas.
2. Listen to part 2 and use the information on the tape to complete the roll cards below.
We met again after about a week. Andrew and Emily each had a plan, and Jennifer would decide which one she thought was the best. Andrew was first. Here's what he said.
My plan is simple and clear. I think we should go on a trip to learn history. I think we should go to Greece, Iraq, and Mexico. Greece is a great place to start, because it is one of the oldest civilizations in the world. It used to have the best art and literature, and it also is the place where the Olympic Games began. The grand old temples and other buildings are still there for us to admire. Our next stop should be Iraq, the site of another ancient civilization. The museums there have kept a lot of valuable cultural relics from its long history. Iraq is also where people think the Hanging Gardens, one of the 7 wonders of the world, once were. Finally, we stop in Mexico, where we can see the amazing cultural relics left behind by the ancient Maya civilization. Many of the old buildings have survived, including the famous Sun Temple. The history of the Maya is also a mystery. Nobody knows why they suddenly disappeared. If we go on this trip, we can learn about history and culture and see a lot of beautiful places at the same time.
Emily had a different plan. Here's what she said.
My plan is to go on a nature trip. We will see the best of nature. The trip is exciting, adventurous, and not too expensive. I think that we should go to Brazil, the South Pacific, and Greenland. In Brazil, we will visit the rainforest. The rainforest is full of strange and beautiful plants and animals that we've never seen in our life. Then our next stop is the South Pacific, an island paradise. We can see the sea, enjoy the sun, have fun on the beach, and swim in the sea. Having experienced these hot places and hot weather, we would go to our last stop, Greenland. It is an area close to the North Pole. Greenland is both cool and cold, with ice and snow everywhere. My trip will take us from green to white, from warm to cold, and we can enjoy the mystery and beauty of nature.
Workbook, Unit 15. Listening. 1. Listen to part 1 of the tape and complete the travel plan below.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Well, we want to go on a trip to Europe. We are not sure where we should go. There are so many destinations to choose from.
I see. Well, first of all, how long do you want to stay in Europe?
Oh, about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. We do have 2-week tours that include visits to some of the major cities in Europe. For example, the Discover the South tour starts with 3 days in Paris, then 2 days in the south of France, followed by 2 days in Spain and 3 days in Italy.
Wow, that sounds exciting. I have heard so much about France and Italy. Where in Italy does the tour go?
You would fly to Rome and spend 2 days there, then 1 day in Venice.
Oh, Venice! That's such a romantic city.
But that's only 10 days. What about the other days?
We usually arrange 10 days because you need 2 days to travel to Europe, the first day and the last day. That makes 12 days in all.
2. Listen to part 2 and complete the tasks below.
I'd like to know more about the activities. I like adventures, not just sightseeing. Do you have adventure travel tours?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do. You can go hiking in the mountains in Spain and ride a bike in southern France. In Italy, you can go sailing or climb mountains. If you go in the winter, you can also go skiing.
Great, I'd like that.
I'm interested in history and culture. Will we have a chance to learn something about that on the tour?
Yes, you can visit museums in Rome and Madrid. We arrange short visits to famous buildings, historical sites, and other places of interest in Paris. Our tour guides are experts and can tell you about the history and culture of all the places we go to. There's even a class you can take as part of the tour. In Rome, Madrid, and Paris, the tour guide will teach you about the language, history, and culture of the country.
That sounds wonderful!